Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been looking at this idea of being committed. And we've been talking about being committed and trust and people trusting each other. And see, remember I told you I took that course with Henry Cloud, and it was a webinar kind of thing, you know, zooming in. But about trust. And, you know, the whole thing was, can I trust you? And he said in this webinar that every problem, he's like a world-renowned Christian psychologist and theologian. He said every problem that comes in his door has to do with trust. Our trust has been broken. You know, somewhere in your life. Well, mine hasn't. I grew up, my family was all together. We had a little white picket fence and a dog and two cars in the garage and everything was good. I don't understand that. Well, you really got trust issues. Because, folks, listen, we've all been broken. Everybody. Unbelievers have been broken. Your brokenness is really going to be used to call them in to advance God's kingdom. So when we start to grow and understand our trust issues, and we start to developing trust, it's like, you see, now you don't have to look at people on the other side. You know, it's a real jaded view of everybody, and, you know, what are they up to? Because if you're doing that, it's your own personal trust issues, and you're stuck. But when you begin to understand, my trust is in the Lord. And He's helping me. And I can trust. I can trust the worst criminal on earth. I can sit there right there and look him in the eye. I've been on death row with people. And you know what? Not even scared one bit. Talking to him. Because I trust him. Are you listening to me? You don't have to be overwhelmed by that. When there's a trust, when you have God's trust, it empowers you. So what am I going to put trust in them for? I don't want anything out from them, right? But I bring trust to the table. You see that? I'm not saying you invite them in and, you know, your kids go run. No. I'm saying you have trust now, see? And when you trust, it helps you. Because if you don't, then you're always sizing everybody up and looking what's going on and outwardly looking and you know, well, I can't, you know, they didn't have, you know, their clothes, their socks were on the floor. I ain't going back there no more. That's a trust issue right there. If you're looking at everything on the outward and you see, that's a trust issue. God's trying to get you to a place where you see people the way He sees them. And you know people are broken. And you know they're hurting just like you have been and you are. But you can trust Him and you're really there to help people. And His mercy and His love and grace can flow through you to help bring redemption to their life because you have trust. See, love is really trust. God's agape love is trust. You're trusting Him. When you trust it, you know what? I won't let anybody in leadership who doesn't tithe
Oh, here we go.
That's a trust issue. See, he says you're robbing God. If they'll rob God, they'll rob you. So anybody in leadership here, I'm going to check their tithing record before they lead anything up in here. Are we making sense? Come on, I'm just trying to help you see something. I'm going to come up here and pour my life into this place and do everything I can to help lead these people, because I'm here to help you get to heaven and help you live while you're there. And I'm accountable to that. And one day I will answer to every one of you that are under my calling. That's a big deal. I have to have trust. You see that? What if I just said, okay, come on in. Anything goes. That ain't gonna fly. That's like you going to a bank where the windows are broke and the grass is all grown up around there, and you got in the paper, they've been talking about how all the people that work there are getting everybody's money out of the savings accounts. That's what it's like. You're gonna put your money there? You gonna invest your life in a place like that? Come on, am I making sense? You have to have trust. Trust is security. Insecurity is pride. You see that? You're trying to do it yourself. But when I trust, I got God involved in this thing. And that's what he's looking for. See that? Now I can be careless, remember? Careless. You see, people that trust, who tithe, they know their bills are going to get paid. And they do. I've been here going on 22 years. I can't tell you one time, not one time, a person that tithed needed assistance from the church. Not one time. I've been doing this. It says something. Well, now, are you going to talk about tithing today? No. We're going to talk about our calling today. So, this trust thing is a big deal, isn't it? Are you guys feeling the weight of that? We're gonna keep moving on that, because, you see, a lot of people's trauma and abuse and all these things that happen in a child's life, that trust is broken. And God wants to heal that. He can only do it in places where there's trust. You see, that's why life groups, if you're not a part of a life group, you need to get in a life group. You need to start a life. You need to do something. Because now watch. A life group, and you got a small group of people, you can go in there. And you know, you go in there for a few times and start to... I can go in here. I can talk to people. I can tell them my business. And you know it's not going to go any further. Because we even have documents you need to sign. Confidential. So here's the thing. James 5:17 says, if you confess your faults one to another, you will be healed. You see that? That's God's way. That's not my way. So when you begin to do it God's way, that's because it's trust. When the trust is established, the healing comes. Listen to me. What you don't reveal, God can't heal. What you don't reveal, God can't heal. Now, that's why we need to be in a small group. Because you're not going to come in here and tell me all your business. But you want me to tell me all my business. I know, I'll start to say something, then I'll say, oh, what's he going to say now? You know, about Olivia or Donita or something that's going on at the house. You know, something. Am I making sense? All right. This is good already, isn't it? Are you glad you came to church? I'm glad you did. So, we're going to get healed in places of trust. And that's what God is looking for. And that's what he's calling all of us to. That's part of our calling. We're going to look at this today. Let's go to our vision. Now think about it. See, we read this every week. Oh, we got to read that again? This is vision. See, where there's no vision, the people perish. My translation says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints. The word perish means lack of discipline, lack of self-control. The word restraint, revelation and vision are synonymous, same words. So where there's no vision, no revelation, the people perish, or the people cast off restraints. What are the restraints for? For you, remember? You get pulled over by the police and you're drunk, they're going to put handcuffs on you so you don't hurt yourself and so you don't hurt other people. They call that restraints. Well, that's what you and I need. We need restraints. God's restraints. God's principles. His will, his ways in our life. So we don't hurt ourselves and so we don't hurt others. You see that? And that's why we need vision, and that's why we read this vision every week. Because when you get this, it starts working. You start. This is how I've made it up here so long. Ain't because you all are so sweet. I didn't say all of you weren't sweet. I didn't know. But vision is what makes it. Vision will get you through something where nothing else will. It will. What's vision mean? A prophetic, redemptive uncovering. God calls you with his prophetic word. He shows you an area of your life that needs redeemed. You begin to respond with obedience to that word, and now you yield to it under his will, and boy, life starts to make sense. You see that? And that's what it says. This is what it also means, to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. You get God's direction through vision. Vine's expository. Come right from the... That's the meaning of it. To reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. Remember, if you don't want his direction, you don't get his protection. Ooh, I hear you. If you don't want his protection or his direction, you don't get his protection. But when you get his direction, now you got his protection. And that's what I'm after. All right. Let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. All right. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We ask, Lord, that you continue to speak to our hearts. And yes, Lord, we need revelation. Increase your revelation in our hearts. So, Lord, we can see and we can begin to walk with the restraints that put us right in your will. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, so he says, commit your way to the Lord. Remember, I've been going over this every week, and it's something I think worth repeating. What's the word commit? It's the word Golgotha in Hebrew, and that's the place where Jesus was crucified, on Golgotha's hill. So what's the implication? We're willing to die for what we're committed to. We want to be so committed that we're willing to risk our lives for it. Boy, isn't it impressive when you look at the Ukraine, and you see that president over there, and he's just, I tell you, I got weeping watching him one day. He's willing to lay down his life for what he's committed to. That's the way we're supposed to be. Not running around and looking for a loophole, right? Commit. I love that. And then it means to roll away. So when I'm committed, I roll away my burdens and my problems. I roll them on to God. Remember, I start my day out, I talk to God. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. You give them to God. So now you don't take all those cares and worries into your job. You've already cast them on Him. Because see, the devil will have somebody there to whisper to those cares and those problems and make them worse, and make them bigger, and make them heavier. He'll make sure somebody's there at work to really assist you. Guarantee it. But if you've already cast it, you can say, get away with your bad self. God's already got this. Because I gave it to Him before I left the house. You see that? And that's what committed means. I'm committed. Roll away. Remember, it's taken from the camels. When the camels were on a journey and their water was depleted, they would get down on their knees and they would roll away. They would say the camel is being committed. He would roll his burden, take it off his back, and he would be refreshed for the rest of the journey. Well, that's what happens. We give God our burdens because we're committed. And we trust God for the rest of the day, for the journey. Now watch. Trust also in Him. Remember, trust? Careless. When I have that trust, I can be careless. See that? That's huge. You know, you don't. When you have that trust, you know, you're not looking at your wife's cell phone all the time. You're not looking at your husband's cell phone all the time. You trust. See that? But you know what? You want to have that option. If you're in here and you're keeping your cell phone from your wife, that's a major trust issue. They need to be able to see your cell phone and everything in that. If not, there's a major trust issue. You need counseling. I'm telling you, they ought to be able to look at everything. Because if you're hiding that, it's trust issues. So on your way home today, hand it over. Say, yeah, remember what Pastor Fred said? What? That's how it is. Trust is huge. And when you have that in a home, man, that's secure. You feel it. You feel it up in there. You know what I'm saying? Donita come home from work, I was like, dog, man, where you been looking so good? You know? It's like, dog, I was leaving this morning, she said something like that to me. I said, what? I'm going to church. But there's trust. Am I making sense? Man, it's so strong. It's strong. It breeds wholeness and healthiness. You seeing this? Cause you to make goo-goo eyes at each other. Might even be in Wendy's line while you're waiting in Wendy's line to drive through. Might start up in there. Huh? Come on now. I'm telling you the truth. It's good stuff. We're going to keep going. This is important. Now look at this. What's he say? Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. What? Your problem? Your struggle? He'll move it. He'll move it, or a miracle, he'll move it. You know what? He may just change the way you see it. And you think, why'd I even ever let that bother me? That's not even a big deal. You get this, all of a sudden this light bulb goes off. Boom! That's not even worth any giving any credence to. It's not even an issue anymore. Okay. That's what happens. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren. How many of you know you have a calling? All of us have a calling. Every one of us. So remember, when God calls you, remember when we're born into this world in contradiction to God because of sin. You're born into this world in sin. David said in Psalms 51, verse 6, I was brought forth in iniquity, and from my mother's womb I was conceived in sin. But God desires truth in my most inward parts. He wants to bring the truth in the depths of you. And that's where healing is. That's where the healing needs to take place. God's truth gets in, and it begins to heal you. He sent his word to heal us. And so the idea, he gets that truth in there, but you have to be willing to do what he says. And then he says, and I'll make you to know wisdom. I'll make you know wisdom. He's going to give you the wisdom you need to live your life the way he created you. Psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. You see that? Because all those areas were in contradiction when you were born into this world. When you're born again, you're in a position for all those areas, psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically, to come into alignment and agreement with God. You see that? Come into alignment and agreement with God. Confess your faults. Confess means agreement. I'm agreeing with God's way that I'll be healed his way. I'm in agreement with him. So I'm being healed. Some people have social problems. They can't be around people. They just always, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not beating anybody up, but I'm just saying. Psychological. We all have these areas that he's redeeming. But we grow and we mature. And those things no longer have a hold on us. Because we're yielding to his will and his ways. His word is healing us. All right. He's calling us. You see that? It's the calling that God has on our life. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1, 8, he said, but share with me in the sufferings. What are the sufferings? The sufferings are, there's got to be change for you to line up with this calling. Share with me in the sufferings. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of my Lord, nor of me, but share with me in the sufferings, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Before you showed up, God had a calling on your life. And that's what happens. You come to a place like this and the word goes out. Whew, he's talking to me. Remember? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. But we bound to give thanks, beloved, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the obtaining of the glory, what God originated and intended. You see, when you obtain something, you have to maintain it. When you obtain something, you have to maintain it. Now you're really getting who you are. Now you're really becoming that. And now you have to maintain it. It hurts to be you sometimes. It's difficult to be you. But you know what? It's worth every bit of it. Everything you go through to be you, it's worth every bit of it. Am I making sense? Everything you got to give up to be who God put you on this planet for, it's worth it. All right. That comes through your calling. Okay? Now, watch. Now, look what he says. For you see your calling. See, your calling puts demands on your deficits. See, your issues. Some of you want to get up and run out of here. That's called fight or flight. It is. But when you know this, you're not going to run anymore. You're going to say, I need to get up under there and get this thing out of my life. This addiction, this problem, this pattern that's destroying me and my family. I need to get it out. Because that's what God's doing. He's calling you to get rid of it. Now look. That not many wise according to the flesh. Now, I'm going to read some stuff to you, so don't. I just want you to listen. This is huge. God especially delights in choosing those who are unlikely to do something significant. He chooses common, everyday folks to carry out his will and do great things on earth. Uncommon. I mean, he chooses people, the disenfranchised, the poor. Are you with me? I barely made it through high school. I mean, barely. We were like 600. We had like 598. I think I was 597. I mean, I squeaked through. It wasn't because I wasn't intelligent enough or smart enough. I just had so many dysfunctions going on. Trying to put the dots together in life. I was lost. You see that? I was out getting drunk at lunchtime. Smoking weed. And you're our pastor? That was in high school. That was before Christ. See? Christ calls you. He removes all that. Gets you to depend on him. You don't need that anymore. You got real joy now. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Over and over, again and again, Scripture shows that God chooses those. He chooses those who were ill-esteemed. They were sick in their esteem, their value of who they are. That's who God chooses. You see, when your value comes up, because you're connected to the source. Your value, when your value comes up, you begin to value. And you're not going to participate in stuff that devalues that.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.